look at the Clare funding for last year, particularly Donegal was significantly penalised, and I can't get the bottom of actually why it is. And unfortunately, that looks simply that it was political expediency with what the minister was doing. No, I think if you look at it in a reasonable way, Donegal received reductions in funding, like it only got 0.6% of the funding under Measure 1, where Donegal has 6.4% of the DEDs in total. Overall, our funding was 45% below the average for the county. And if you look around the country at other counties where there were significant Fine Gael votes in the leadership, they received well above their weighted average. I think that's a very negative way to decide on the funding. And it's interesting that when the minister was questioned on it, he said that last year, after he'd be taken over, that he would introduce a funding measure that would ensure that the funding would evenly balance, and he didn't do that.
And as you said, it is not fair on the people that are dependent on this funding for the projects that the minister is using politics in allocating the funding.
Exactly, and you know, the community is right across the county and are dependent on this funding to make sure that they deliver projects that are helpful, and indeed Donegal County Council is dependent on it as well to deliver projects that would be of value to the communities. And if it is a political fund and it is a political measure, that needs to be said so that we know exactly how the criteria is that people can qualify for it, rather than pretending that it's open to the public and open to the communities to apply every year as normal, and that doesn't seem to be the case.